Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to episode 23 of the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Jeeva from Malaysia. Jeeva, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Very good. It's a great pleasure to have you on the Bowen Buzz. Jeeva, I want to talk to you today because you've trained over in Malaysia with Christos.
Yes.
Recently, or last year?
Last year. It was early last year, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm always curious to find out where people come from. How do they, like, on the journey, if you like, to finding Bowen? So where did you start? You started as a sports person?
Yeah,
in
I've career? I've been in sports industry all my life, 15 years now, specifically specializing in badminton sport and dealing with athletes. I've always worked with various different modality practitioners from various different modalities to deal, manage, and for my players, especially in injury.
Did you play badminton yourself?
Yes, I did.
At what level did you play?
I actually had a very short career in badminton. I had to stop badminton at the age of 19, during which I was part of the national junior team.
Right.
And I had to stop due to injury.
What was your injury?
I had a back injury. Okay. I fell during training. It was wrongly diagnosed. I had an L4, L5 issue.
Right. And that stopped your career?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you were destined to be world champion?
No, I think I was destined to be a world champion coach.
Okay. Very good. So you didn't give the sport away entirely. So after you're injured, you stayed within the sport?
Yes, I stayed within the industry because the sports industry is what my passion is about. So I studied in the field of sports science.
Right.
After which I contributed back into my favorite sport, badminton. I became a coach. And right now I run an academy, a professional badminton academy in Malaysia.
Okay.
I work with many upcoming junior players, many international players that are from all over the world that train at the academy. And yeah, that's the reason I've been working also alongside many other practitioners, physios, acupuncturists, chiropractors, just because injuries and injury prevention, injury management are just part of every athlete.
I think you're right. I mean, we often get clients in our practices, and they injure themselves in everyday life, but people often say, oh, should I stop running, or should I stop training, or should I stop? And I say, well, no, movement's the key.
Yeah.
But just like any athlete, or if you do something physically, you will perhaps get injured. That doesn't mean you stop doing what you're doing. You get better from the injury, and you keep going with your sport, or whether it be a recreational sport or even a professional athlete.
Precisely.
So with your study as a sports scientist, what area interested you then in the sports science?
Movement, specifically on efficiency of movement, I'd say. I mean, the sports science field is really huge. The science of planning a training program to ensure the athlete peaks at the right time for the right event, that's one of my biggest passion. And within that, obviously, the movement has always been a fascination for me because every athlete playing the same sport, in this case badminton, but they come with various different body types, various different length of muscles, the way they use their muscles. So no one particular movement would fit them all.
Right.
And the key is always to find what's going to fit that athlete specifically best. And that's when you get the best out of them. That's always been a big passion for me.
Okay. So does that encompass nutrition as well? Or do you leave that to someone else to do?
Someone else does the
physical side of it.
Yeah, this is more on the physical side of it. But physical as in not so much the hard work kind of physical, but this is more about efficiency in physical.
Right.
So that's where I play a lot of role. It's very technical, like the technical side of the game. Whereas the hard work, physical, where there's maximal strength involved, there's speed development, the nutritionists do their part. So, I mean, we have people who are specialized in that area who do that.
So you have to work hand in hand with them.
Yes.
Can I ask, I don't know a lot about badminton, unfortunately, obviously I've seen it played, but there'd be a lot of fast, quick movement.
Yes.
almost like a sprinting sort of a action, like a fast twitch muscle. Yeah. But then is it an endurance capacity as well, to be able to maintain that?
Yeah, to start with, it's the fastest racket sport in the world.
Right.
So there's a lot of agility. The shuttle travels at more than 400 kilometers an hour. That's the, if I'm not mistaken, the fastest one is 428 kilometers an hour. And it's a rather smaller space if you compare it to tennis. And in a competitive match, a match would last easily between 40 minutes to an hour.
Right. So people need to react very, very quickly.
For a long period. Yeah.
So there's a real match between that really fast burst energy and also the endurance side of it.
That's right. That's right. It will push you physically and mentally. It will push you. But that's what I like about the sport. Because then you need to really make sure that you are moving economically as possible, but with an outcome or outburst of physical components at highest level as possible.
So then developing really specific training drills and really specific methods of getting that fast but then endurance, is that part of what you do as a coach?
Yes, precisely. That's precisely what I do.
Yeah, great. Now, I'm speaking to you today on the Bowen Buzz because you come across Bowen Therapy.
That's right.
In your travels, if you like, as a badminton coach. How did that come about?
Like I said before, I've worked with many different practitioners from various different modality, and one of my friends within the whole industry itself came across Lorna, who's operating a clinic, Bowen Clinic in Malaysia.
The famous Lorna.
Yes, the famous Lorna. And he introduced, obviously, and after he met Lorna, he found that it would interest me for sure. And that's how I met Lorna and got introduced to her. And that's probably how my Bowen journey began. So I met Lorna a couple of times because I need to be convinced on how it works, how it all works. And I still remember precisely I had two players that were going through injury at that time. One player with a back injury and one with a knee injury. And Lorna offered to, why not we just try Bowen on them as well, since I've been trying various different modalities with them. And yeah, so I tried. The player with the back injury healed after 3 sessions.
So was that a soft tissue injury, was it? Do we know?
Yes, it was a soft tissue injury.
Yeah.
But it was something that has been on for a couple of months.
So it hadn't been resolving, or it kept re-injuring, had it, with other treatment?
It didn't get well 100%.
Right.
So which is why every time they were training, we had to control the intensity level. They were not able to train at 75-80% intensity because they re-injured. And the player with the back injury was healed in 3 sessions completely. Mm. He was working at 80-85% after 3 sessions of Bowen with Lorna. And the player with the knee injury took about 7 sessions. But then the after 7 sessions, the outcome was the same. He was able to train at much higher intensity and no reoccurrence of that injury.
Right. Can you tell me, do you know what the mechanism of the injury was, or what the knee injury was at all?
The knee injury was more on the ACL side of the knee. It was more on the ACL side of the knee, and he had problem lunging. Because in badminton, obviously, you have a lot of lunging movement. So he had trouble lunging because his knees were collapsing inwards.
Right.
And we've looked at it from physical rehabilitation point of view and worked the relevant muscles. But somehow, if you like to think about the communication between the muscles, were not as great as it should be. And I think that's what Bowen did for them.
Do you struggle with trying to reconcile how Bowen works with what you saw was happening with these athletes, and with your scientific mind or your scientific brain working? How did you go reconciling the two with such simple movements, and yet we're getting results?
I would not say that particular battle is over now. Actually, it was a really, because it was working. The thing is, it was working. So whether or not I could understand it at that point, or how much I could understand it, became secondary because it was working. So it was my job to go and understand how it works because it was working.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
So and that that's how the term fascia came into my life at that point. Yeah, I wonder why it took so long for me to.
Well, it's still a fairly new concept, isn't it? They've only had, what, 3 world congresses, have they? And if we compare that to most other anatomical structures in the body.
Yeah, but it's been around in our body for a long time.
But they used to throw it away thinking it was just in the way.
Exactly. See, so for me, I'm impressed. I'm still grasping the degree or how far this term fascia or the efficiency of fascia work within our body can take human limitation, if you like to think about it that way. That's how my Bowman journey began, and up until today, it's still growing.
Great. Yeah. And that struggle with understanding is something that we just all continue to do. You know, I mean, like, because when we try to explain it to somebody in a scientific way, we think this is what we see happening. Do you know, it's almost like we have to try and retrofit what we're understanding about the body now and saying, well, we think, that's how Bowen works. Do you know what I mean? Because Tom Bowen seemed to know what to do to get a result. Ozzy saw him do what he did, but and maybe Ozzy didn't 100% understand, because we still don't understand today exactly what's going on. So that's the perennial struggle, isn't it? It's great to have people like yourself come along with an inquiring mind and a sports science background to sort of try and work on that and say, okay, how is this actually working here?
That's right.
What is that there? So,
to start with, I think everyone's body is different, so you're not really gonna find out one way Bowen is gonna work on each body. That's to start with, because everyone's made differently, chemically, structurally, and you know, the condition of their body, physically, it's all different. But then they all have one similarity, which is the function of fascia in the body.
Yeah.
And Bowen works with that. But then there is that slight bridge, I think, between how fascia works, how Bowen works on fascia, and finally that effect of that movement or that procedure, if you like, on that person, is probably the bridge that there's no really one bridge, the way I look at it. It's never been. I've been doing Bowen on many players, and you could face 3-4 different players with what you think is the same sort of issue, but you don't really get the same results with the same procedure on them.
No.
And it's just because they're different people.
That's right.
Made differently, structurally different. They move differently, they use their muscle differently. They've got different default muscle that they rely more on. So it's very, I'm not really trying to find that one bridge anyway. I'm just happy that we just need to find the bridge for that individual.
That's right. So every, as you say, everyone needs an individual treatment, don't they?
That's right.
You may start off with a generic type of treatment, perhaps, if you like, but then it's going to take you down a different path depending on how they present.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you also working with your athletes in a preventative sense as well, rather than just a reactive sense to injury?
Right now, that is the main area that I've been working, using Bowen mainly for preventive measures. And I have to say that it's that aspect, the success on that aspect, preventive part of it, has been enormous. And if we all as coaches, I always say this right now for the coaches, that if you look at it from that point of view, then you really do not have to always be in that reactive mode, because you're preventing it.
Well, it's so much better, isn't it, to stop someone getting injured and having downtime, and you lose so much fitness and so much, the whole aspect of your sport goes back weeks.
That's right.
You lose a week of training, you go back about 3 weeks in your preparation, don't you?
Exactly.
I was trying to say. So if you can prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we say, it's not miracle therapy, it's Bowen therapy, but it doesn't mean people are never going to get injured, but perhaps we can reduce the amount of injury that occurs.
Yes, by a very big margin. By a very big margin. We're reaching towards December already this year, and the rate of injury within the players in the academy has dropped, but I would not be precisely, but easily 70% over.
Is that right?
Yes, I've been.
Jeeva, I wish you'd start taking records and have you got some scientific data to back that up? Because that sort of stuff can be, you know, mind blowing when you sort of put that out there and say, oh, this is what's occurred. This is the rate of injury for these players in 2016, and this is the rate of injury for these same subset of players in 2017. You can really see a correlation. It's a, you know, I mean, it's a, it'd be a great thing to be able to put out to other types of sports, perhaps to even try and use Bowen.
Quite agree, Chris. I think maybe that's something we should look into in 2018. And yeah, I completely agree because I've witnessed that change. I've worked with the same set of players, and this year they've all had the high performance players within the academy, especially who train. They put in anything between minimum 12 hours every week in training.
Right.
And because there are also junior players that goes to school, and during school holidays that goes up to 24 hours a week in training. And that training includes the on-court sessions, the gym sessions, the track running sessions for the energy system. And I don't wait for someone to complain of any form of pain. They have a schedule now that they all have their own respective schedule of appointment to get Bowen.
Okay.
And that's part of their whatever they do, that's part of the whole program that we offer. And I've not been seeing any major injury. I've seen a few strain here and there, which is normal when you push your body to the limit. But the rate of injury, which has, in other words, kind of prevented them from competing, has dropped enormously.
It's amazing. And I suppose it's fantastic because we're really talking here, I suppose, initially about musculoskeletal injury. And that doesn't even take into account the possible benefits that Bowen has from an internal point of view, whether it be on stress management, on assimilating nutrients better, all the gut stuff, all that. It doesn't even take that into account, does it? So that's almost like an unknown property as well.
You're right. One of those aspects that was indeed taken into account was kids that go to school. These upcoming juniors also have stress from exams. And being a competitive athlete means you do not stop training when it's exam time. Exam time is exam time, training time is training time. You still have to manage your time and everything. And that can be quite stressful on them, especially when the exam is around the corner and you know the tournament's around the corner right after the exams. You can't slow down the training, neither do you want to miss your study time. You train, you feel tired. And I realized that there is a lot of similarity between the conditions they present on the table for me when I'm doing Bowen on them when exam is nearing, for example.
Right.
You can see that the symptoms they send, they give you on the table is very much more stress-related, mental stress-related compared to physical stress.
Yep.
And yeah, that indeed was noted a lot when working with the juniors. And it's helped them. In which way, I'm not sure, but it's definitely helped them cope.
And are you seeing any interest from other coaches or other sports yet? Are they sort of seeing what you're doing, or is it early days?
It's very early, I'd say. Bowen has grown, it's growing at a very rapid pace in Malaysia right now. Thanks a lot to what Lorna's doing there as well. But within the sports industry, I'll be very happy to say I'm the pioneer.
Good.
But it's growing. It's growing. It hasn't reached out the mass, but anyone that has considered Bowen so far, we've had a few good runners as well at the clinic, and anyone who's experienced it and seen how it works on them has actually never turned their back. They've been coming again and again.
And I suppose it'd be interesting if Malaysia does extremely well at the next Olympics in Russia, in the badminton. They're going to be saying, what's happened with these people? Maybe we'll get the exposure.
I hope that. But it's just a matter of time. I'd say it's just a matter of time about people just understanding how it all works and having an open mind to try it. Because once you try it, it's not a guessing game.
That's
right. About feeling exactly how you feel and performing and showing results that are quantifiably different.
But then that's the key though, isn't it? Getting other sports professionals to talk about more the medicos, if you like, and there's coaches to
either be able to experience it or at least know it's there to try, sort of thing. So that's the key, to try and get the message out. But it's good, we take one step at a time. It's great to have someone like yourself as a pioneer in the sports.
It's definitely in the pipeline. It's an area that has a huge potential.
You know, it'd be great one day when one of the tennis players at the Australian Open has an injury timeout, and someone comes out and does four moves on him and then walks away rather than, you know, working.
I don't think that's going to be far out from happening, actually.
And the commentators, what's he doing? Oh, that's bone therapy. Ah, that'd be good.
Right. That will happen.
Jeeva, it's been a pleasure talking to you, meeting on the Bow and Buzz. I look forward, are you continuing to study? Have you completed your studies?
I've finished SP1 and I'm going to be doing the SP2 in January.
Excellent. Yeah. I look forward to that. It's been a real pleasure to have you here, and thanks to Christos for bringing you across.
Yeah.
And we haven't mentioned Christos. Christos is the incredible instructor that's been over in Malaysia and spreading the word around the world, much traveled as he is. But it's great to have you in Geelong. And you've been across and you've seen the Tom Bowen Memorial?
Yes, I have. It's second time in Australia, second time to the memorial. Thanks again to Christos as well. Thank you, Christos, for bringing Bowen to Malaysia. Yeah,
that's right. Well, we look forward to seeing it. And it is on, as you say, it's on an exponential growth in Malaysia. It's fantastic, and also in Singapore across the border. So it's great to see it really moving forward in Asia. So, and thanks to people like yourself for carrying it forward.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for doing whatever you're doing. And thanks, Christos. It's been a pleasure.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us on the Bow and Buzz.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bow and Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bow and Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.